主啊，这一次主带领我机会去新加坡。
I thank the Lord for giving me an opportunity to travel to Singapore.
那么在新加坡呢，我也提醒弟兄姊妹。
And in Singapore, I also reminded the brothers and sisters there.
我说我们蒙恩得救的人呢，每一个都是祭司。
I reminded them that every new, a born again Christian is a priest.
祭司们进到会幕里面去的时候，他是需要有预备。
And when the priest enters the tabernacle, the priest needs to have preparation.
所以我们过去多次和弟兄姊妹提到，来聚会是需要有预备。
So I've reminded brothers and sisters in the past, when we come to our meetings, we need to have preparation.
我不晓得今天早晨啊，我们弟兄姊妹来聚会，你有预备吗？
And I don't know if you all have prepared yourselves prior to coming here this morning.
感谢主，新加坡的弟兄姊妹反应强烈。
And thank the Lord that the brothers and sisters in Singapore had a very strong response to this.
所以第二天我问他们，他们就大家很多人都举手有准备。
And so the second day when I asked this question, many of them raised their hands.
请我们弟兄姊妹记得。
May we all remember.
我们聚会最大的目的是为了敬拜。
The sole purpose of our gathering together is worship.
聚会的好坏在于我们弟兄姊妹所有人的预备。
And the condition of our meetings, lie in the hands of all of us.
我希望我们在这里的弟兄姊妹大家都能够养成这个好的习惯。
So I hope that we can cultivate this good habit in all of us.
也许呢在这里不光是我一个人啊常常提醒弟兄姊妹大家要提醒。
And I hope that I won't be the only one, reminding everyone, but that we would all remind each other.
我们不能落在一种传统的一种的感觉的里面啊。
And we can't meet with a sense of an organization.
聚会呢，寄望一些方式，寄望一些活动，或者寄望一个好的讲员。
That we rely on maybe just activities or, maybe a good speaker.
所以我们每个弟兄姊妹心里面都应该有一个感觉啊。
But every single one of us needs to have this feeling inside.
聚会的好是我的责任。
The condition of the meeting lies in my hands.
是每个弟兄姊妹的责任。
It's every single brother and sister's responsibility.
所以今天早晨呢，我要再提醒一次。
So this morning I want to remind you again.
我们希望往后的聚会啊，每一次聚会都丰丰富富的满了神的同在。
I hope that here on forward, all of our meetings will be full of the abundance of Christ.
那么今天早晨呢，我们看见有14位的弟兄姊妹受浸归在主的名下。
This morning we witnessed 14, new brothers and sisters who were baptized.
那么我要继续呢，和弟兄姊妹讲到关于保惠师。
And I'd like to continue on, with my message this morning on the topic of the Comforter.
讲到这位圣灵。
About, regarding this Holy Spirit.
我们一蒙恩得救，主就把圣灵赐给了我们。
The moment we were saved, God has placed the Holy Spirit in us.
这位圣灵在我们里面的工作。
And the work of this Holy Spirit in us.
不仅要叫我们能更多认识主。
Not only allows us to knowHim more,
而是要更多经历主的自己。
But to give us, more experiences in Christ.
所以因此呢，他要把一个属灵的实际带到我们的生活中。
So the Holy Spirit is bringing a spiritual reality into our lives.
我们基督徒只有有了这个属灵的实际。
And once we have this spiritual reality in us,
我们的生活才能够活得实实在在。
Then we can have a real practical life.
基督徒的生活呢，不是光靠讲道理的。
A Christian's life does not depend only on hearing a message.
我们也不是说呢，我们里面光景不对，我们外面呢，在那里还维持一个状态，强调什么？这个神不要这个东西。
And it's not about putting up some sort of a front in our lives to display something that's good.
因为我们的神是真实的。
Because our God is a real God.
他不要我们虚伪。
He doesn't want to be, us to be hypocrites.
他也不要我们呢掩饰什么东西 cover 什么东西。
And he doesn't want us to put up a front to cover up who we really are.
我们好像里面没有什么东西外面讲得很强强那个不是不是真的见证。
Perhaps we are empty inside, but what we display is something that is really great, and that's not what God wants.
所以基督徒呢，要追求实实在在的生活。
So a Christian needs to live out a real life.
所以今天有14位弟兄姊妹受浸，从今天开始起，他们要过属灵的生活了。
So we all witnessed the 14 brothers and sisters who were baptized, and starting today, they live a spiritual life.
那么什么是属灵的生活呢？
Now what is a spiritual life?
这个跟我们以往所过的一些生活是有点区别的。
And it is a little bit different than the life of our past.
我们要懂得怎样过属灵的生活。
But now we have to understand how to live a spiritual life.
那首先请我们记得
So first thing I hope we can remember.
我们要有属灵的实际，你才可能过属灵实在的生活。
We have to have the spiritual reality in us in order to live a spiritual life.
只有实在的生活，才有真实的见证。
And only a spiritually real life can lead to testimony.
所以基督徒的见证呢，不是光讲道理的。
So a Christian's testimony is not just preaching doctrine,
是生活的,
but it is life.
是实际经历的,
it is real practical life.
所以呢，我要对着一些刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹们，那么用神的话啊，来讲到如何来过实际的生活。
So I'd like to encourage the newly baptized and the young Christians on how to live a spiritual life.
我想多年蒙恩的弟兄姊妹们
Those who have been saved for many years.
我们也需要主救我们脱离那些假冒的东西。
We also need the Lord to free us from these false and fake
脱离那些外表形式的和摸不着的东西。
These things that areof no value, these outward actions and things.
啊，能够真真实实的活在神的跟前。
But that we can really, truly live before the Lord.
所以我想这是很重要的，对不对？
And I think that this is very important.
先请弟兄姊妹先和我一起来读一些主的话。
So I'd like to begin by reading from the Word of God.
我们再看约翰福音。
We're going to turn to John.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
我们先读十六节和十七节。
We'll read verses 16 and 17.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的。因为不见他也不认识他你们却认识他因为他常与你们同在也要在你们里面
And I will ask the Father and he will give you another comforter that he may be with you forever that is the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it does not behold him or know him but you know him because he abides with you and will be in you
我们在读第十五章
Then we'll read chapter 15.
我们读二十六节和二十七节。
Read verse 26 and 27.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
When the Comforter comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness of me, and you will bear witness of me also, because you have been with me from the beginning.
第十六章第十三节
Chapter 16, verse
13. 只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
But when he, But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak of his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come.
最后我们看21章，约翰福音21章。
Then we'll turn to chapter 21.
24节。
Verse 24.
为这些事做见证，并且记载这些事的，就是这门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的。
This is the disciple who bears witness of these things and who wrote these things, and we know that his witness is true.
约翰在晚年的时候啊，
John in his latter years,
在他的书信里面，
in his writings,
提到真理，
he mentioned the truth.
那么也讲到真的，
and what is true.
他多次讲到真的。
And many times he's mentioned what is true.
他告诉我们说他所做的见证是真的。
And he mentions that the witness that he saw is true.
什么是真的呢？
And what is true?
就是他实实在在经历到的。
It's something that he has truly experienced.
是在生活中可以享受到的。
It's something that he can find enjoyment in life.
然后在生活中是可以显出来的。
And it is something where he can manifest.
这个才是真的。
And that is true.
啊，我们如果今天光是活在一套的道理、一套的理论里面，那不真的。
Today, if we're just living off of a doctrine or a teaching, that's not real.
所以我们知道圣灵来为基督做见证。
So the Holy Spirit came to be a testimony of Christ.
我们也为基督做见证。
And we are also a testimony for Christ.
圣灵借着启示神的话做见证。
And the Holy Spirit reveals the Word of God through, as a testimony.
圣灵在我们的生命里面为基督做见证。
And the Holy Spirit in our lives makes a test, is a testimony of Christ.
所以因此也让我们基督徒呢在这个生命里面可以活出见证。
And that allows us to live out a life of testimony.
所以我这么多年过来啊。
So all these years that I've lived.
我实在感觉到今天很多基督徒在地上。
I still feel that many Christians today.
真真实实活在这个见证里面的人不是没有了，但是啊不是很多。
I get the sense and the feeling that there aren't too many people who truly are living in this testimony.
我们有很多时候，你看见到处做礼拜的人都很多。
We see that there are a lot of Sunday Christians.
我们好像呢，像很多别的那个宗教信仰的人一样，有一个信仰，到的时候聚一聚的。
And it's almost like a feeling of a religious thing that we do that when the time comes for the meeting, people show up.
而在生活里面呢，好像圣经中所说的，跟我们的生活实际的经历啊，好像有很大的差距。
But it feels like there's this big gap between what the Bible tells us about the truth and the reality in our lives.
我们知道神把圣灵赐下来。
You know that God has recorded everything.
就是要叫我们能够过属灵的生活。
In the Bible, so that we can live a spiritual life.
所以今天早晨我愿意就这个点和弟兄姊妹们一同有一些的交通。
And today, I just wanted to use these words to encourage brothers and sisters.
我想我们首先啊，我们要记得每一个弟兄姊妹都应当记得。
And every brother and sister needs to remember.
我们一蒙恩得救之后，
the moment we were saved,
神就赐给我们三样宝贝。
God has given us three precious things.
最近我在好多的聚会里面都和弟兄姊妹讲到。
And recently, all the various locations that I've been to, I've mentioned these three things.
大家知道吗？这我们基督徒得了哪三样宝贝啊？
Do you guys know what these three precious things are that God has given to us?
第一个是什么？
The first one,
基督啊。
Is Christ.
我们说呢，信耶稣得永生。
We know that believing in Jesus, we have eternal life.
我们知道这个生命就是基督。
And we know that this life is Jesus himself.
在哥罗西书里面很清楚告诉我们基督就是我们的生命。
We see in Galatians that it says that Christ is my life.
所以我们得着这个生命是基督。
So the life that we have gained is Christ.
那么圣经也告诉我们说神所有一切的丰盛 都有形有体的居住在基督里。
And the Bible also records that all the abundance has been placed in Christ.
所有的智慧和知识都在他里面。
And all wisdom is placed in Christ.
所以呢，有的时候我们有些的祷告啊，这个在道理上面来讲有一点有点问题啊。
So sometimes in our prayers we have this error.
我们说主啊，求你把丰富赐给我们。
We pray, Lord, may you give us your abundance.
神说我已经给你了。
God has said, I've already given it to you.
你得救的那一天。
The day that
这个丰富已经在你里面。
That moment that you believed in me, my abundance has been placed
in you. 如果从这样的一个感觉来说。
If you look at it from this standpoint,
你看我们有多少弟兄姊妹真正知道里面已经有这么大的丰富的呢？
How many brothers and sisters have realized that we have this huge abundance?
所以这个不是光是出蒙恩弟兄姊妹的问题，是大家的问题。
So this is not an issue with only new believers, this is something that all
of us need to be aware of. 你真的感觉基督在你里面的丰富吗？
Do we really feel that we have the abundance of Christ in us?
我所要的不是你嘴巴说的。
What I want is not what you say from your mouth.
弟兄姊妹，这是需要有经历的。
And this is something we need to experience.
保罗说这个话。
The Apostle Paul says these
words. 保罗是有丰富的经历的。
He has an abundant experience.
他真正的体会到所有的丰盛都在基督的里。
And he truly knows that all the abundance has been placed in Christ.
所以请我们记得，第一个，你得救，你得到生命，就是得到了基督。
So the first thing is we need to know that the life that we've gained is Christ himself.
那么第二个宝贝
And the second precious thing
就是我们手中拿到的圣经
is the Bible that we hold in our hands.
这本圣经这不是普通的书啊。
This Bible is not just some ordinary book.
我们怎么知道基督在我们里面有多丰富呢？
How do we know that we have the abundance of Christ in us?
圣经让我们认识基督的丰富。
The Bible allows us to know of Christ's abundance.
真正的基督徒啊
，A true Christian
都是跟着神的话走的。
Follows God's word.
我想今天大多数基督徒是跟着传统走的。
And many Christians today in the world follow this organizational concept
tradition.
And tradition.
那么更不好的呢，是跟着我们过去的生活习惯走。
Or we follow our old the past and how we walk.
那么基督徒蒙恩得救之后，你要跟着神的话走。
But a Christian, we need to walk according to the word of God.
那么，所以你需要读圣经啊。
So we need to read the Bible.
那么你越读圣经
，the more you read the Bible,
你会越认识基督的丰富。
The more we will know of Christ's abundance.
神给我们第三个宝贝。
And God has given us that third precious thing.
就是那位保惠师。
And that is the comforter.
就是圣灵。
Which is the Holy Spirit.
那么当圣灵进到我们里面的时候。
And when the Holy Spirit comes into us.
他做启示的工作。
He does a work of revealing.
他开我们里面的眼睛。
He opens up our inner eyes.
让我们从神的话语里面知道我们所得着的基督是何等的丰富。
So we could see from the word of God that the abundance of Christ is real.
认识我们的神是何等的伟大。
And we recognize how awesome our God is.
也认识我们今天在他里面所得着的福分是多么的大。
And we also recognize the inheritance that we have in Christ.
但他不仅光是叫我们有这些认识。
But he not only allows us to recognize
他还要把我们带到这些真理的实际的里面。
But the Spirit also brings us into the reality of these
things. 所以当我们基督徒说有喜乐的时候
So when a Christian speaks of joy
弟兄姊妹这个喜乐从哪里来的
Where was this source of joy from?
今天圣灵能把你带到基督的喜乐里面
And the Holy Spirit leads us into the joy of Christ
带到基督的平安里面
Into the peace of Christ
带到基督的爱里面
Into the love of Christ
带到基督生命的丰富里面
Into the abundant life of Christ
因此就经历那个生命像活泉一样的涌出
So then we can experience that this life is like a never-ending flowing fountain.
所以我想我们作为神的儿女第一件事情我们需要记得
So the first thing we need to remember
牢记我们有三个宝贝神已经给了我们
And we cannot forget these three precious things that God has given to us
我们所有属灵的生活的实际都是根据这三样宝贝
All of the things in our spiritual life must follow these three precious things
这是 我们今天在主跟前啊，这是要感恩的。
So this is something we really have to be thankful for today.
我想这很容易记，对不对？
I think this is pretty easy to remember.
刚刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹，你也记住了，
对吧？ And the new believers, I hope you can remember this as well.
你记住，你得救主给你神给你三样宝贝。
That when we were saved, that moment we were saved, God gave us three precious things.
把基督给了你。
He gave Christ to you.
得着丰盛的生命。
And you have that abundant life.
那么神把圣经给了你。
And He's given you the Bible.
神把圣灵给了你。
And He's given you the Holy Spirit.
这三样宝贝。
These three precious things.
就是我们基督徒属灵生活和侍奉的最主要的根据。
And our spiritual life is based on these three things.
除此之外，神没有把别的东西给我们。
Aside from these three things, God did not give us anything else.
所以你如果在这三样宝贝之外，
Aside from these three precious things,
你在追求时候，你得不着属灵的实际。
If you are pursuing something else, then you're not going to gain the spiritual reality.
所以这是非常重要的事情。
So this is a very important thing.
那么当我们讲到这个生活的实际的时候，
Now, when we speak of spiritual reality,
我们晓得神当初造人呢，
we know that when God created man,
神造我们是灵魂体三个 部分。
He created a spirit soul body.
我们感谢我们的神呢，
we thank God,
他实在是爱我们，
that He truly loves us.
所以呢，为着这个灵魂身体啊，
So regarding the spirit, soul, and the body,
神三个部分都预备了丰盛的供应。
Like all three of these aspects, God has provided.
对于我们的身体，
regarding the body,
神给我们了物质的实际。
He's given us material things.
那么 material reality, 物质的实际。
Material reality.
也是一个 reality. 然后呢，他给我们有，给我们的魂有所谓的精神的实际。
And for our soul, a
soulish
reality.
这个词大家听起来觉得有点奇怪啊。不过你知道，这个精神这个字是我们中国人用的。我们中国人这个字啊，经常呢，常常都把它翻成 spirit 啊，但是呢，这个跟我们的灵啊会起冲突。其实我们所谓的精神的实际，我解释一下啊，我们所谓的精神的实际是魂里面的一种状态。
There's a different word in the Chinese that he just explained that it's slightly different than what the English says, but in the English it is the soul.
啊，等等，我稍微讲一点真实东西，弟兄姊妹就会明白了。
And later I'll give some examples to clarify on this.
但是神呢，不光是给我们有身体的供应、魂的供应，还有灵的供应，有属灵的实际。所谓属灵的实际，是针对人的灵的。
So God not only provides for our body and our soul, but He also provides for our spirit.
在我们还没有得救的时候。
So while we have not been saved yet,
我们只懂得什么叫做物质的实际。
We only know of the material reality in our life.
我们也只明白什么叫精神的实际。
And we only know what our soul life is like.
我们对于属灵的实际啊，我们是一无所知的。
But we have no idea what the spiritual life is like.
因为圣经告诉我们，人堕落之后，人的灵就死了，人的灵就枯萎掉了。
So the Bible tells us that when the fall of man occurred, that the spirit in man had died.
也就是说那个部分呢，是根本没有感觉。
So it means that that portion of our life has no feeling.
所以今天如果我们和大家讲到这个体物质的实际，魂的这个精神的实际，我们都能明白。
So today when we speak of the material things in our lives and the things that pertain to our soul, we can all acknowledge that.
并且我们正在追逐这些东西。
And we pursue after these things.
我们知道人有这个身体，这个身体的需要很大的。
And we have this physical body and we have physical needs.
我们也知道这个身体的感觉是很强烈。
And we know that the feelings inside are strong.
我们对吃喝我们都很有反应。
Regarding food and drink, we all have a strong response.
是不是这样的？
Isn't it true?
中国人的反应更大。
The Chinese have an even greater response to that.
我们非常注重吃和喝。
We pay a lot of attention to what we eat and drink.
全世界人都是这样。
And actually all nations in the world.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他没有所谓排斥所谓的物质的实际。
We thank God that he has not rejected or is not opposed to material things.
圣经告诉我们神厚赐百物给人享受。
And the Bible says he's given us all of these material things for us to enjoy.
所以基督徒吃饭吃到好东西要感恩啊，这是对的。
So when Christians, when we eat something that tastes really good, we need to be thankful.
因为这都是神所赐的。
Because this was all given to us by God.
神为着我们身体的需要。
And he's provided for our physical needs.
我们看见我们吃什么穿什么住什么行什么中国人讲衣食住行每一样东西都给我们是非常的丰富。
What we eat, the clothes that we wear, the housing that we have, everything regarding our physical need, God has provided greatly.
啊，所以基督徒呢，吃到好东西，很欢喜，这是对的。
And so when Christians, when we eat something that tastes good and we find enjoyment in it, this is right.
因为过去啊，有一些弟兄姊妹追求这个所谓的属灵啊。
And in the past, some people would pursue after this quote-unquote spiritual.
觉得呢，这个生活呢，穿得破烂一点，吃的呢，那个简陋一点，那就比较属灵。
And people think that, oh, if I wear simple clothing, if I eat simple foods, then I'm more spiritual.
一吃到好东西啊，就有犯罪感。
And then when you eat and taste something that is good, you feel guilt inside.
因为姊妹不需要的。
And brothers and sisters, we don't need to be like this.
因为我过去碰见很多弟兄姊妹都是这样。
I've bumped into a lot of Christians who are like this.
明明吃到好东西，他也不敢讲啊。
And when they eat something that tastes really good, it's like they don't want to say anything, speak of it.
我们啊，其实呢，做人要真实嘛，对吧？
In order for us to be a man, we have to be real.
感谢主给好东西吃，
We should be thankful for the good food that God has provided.
我看我那孙子孙女们祷告都是这样的，感谢主给好东西吃。
My grandkids will say thank you for the well in their prayers will thank God.
他们也吃得很高兴啊。
And when they eat, they have joy.
弟兄姊妹，神没有排斥所谓的物质的实际。
Brothers and sisters, God did not oppose or reject these material things.
今天主如果恩待你做了大住了大房子漂亮的房子开了好的汽车这也不是犯罪。
Today, if the Lord has allowed you to live in a big house and drive a really nice car, this is not a sin.
我记得好多年前呢。
I remember years ago.
有从中国大陆来的弟兄姊妹。
There was a couple from China.
因为呢生活太穷苦了。
And because their life was very hard.
而因为美国已经发达了很多年。
And the United States has been developed for many years already.
所以有时候他进到弟兄姊妹的家里一看，哇，这么豪华。
And they would enter into the brothers and sisters in the United States homes and look and be in awe.
我还记得啊，他这么说的。
And I remember this brother saying to me.
他说他如果我们前面的弟兄们在这里他们绝对不是这样你看还要讲这个话。
And this brother even said, oh, our spiritual forefathers, if they would not live like this.
但是呢过了几年之后我看见他也不讲了。
And after a couple of years, he didn't mention this to me.
因为这里的生活的情况就是这样。
Because this is the standard of living here.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
属不属灵不是在乎你吃的破简单一点穿的破烂一点用的不好就是属灵不是圣经的属灵不是用这个做标准。
Being spiritual does not mean that you're to wear simple clothing, eat simple foods, and live in simple dwellings.
但是我们需要一点平衡啊。
But we have to have balance.
你过分的奢侈啊。
If yougo all in on these material things.
我们也不好好的爱主追求主整天追逐这些东西那恐怕会犯罪。
And if we don't love the Lord and we're pursuing after these material things, then that is a sin.
那会犯很大的错误。
Then we will sin greatly before the Lord.
我想弟兄姊妹我们要明白神没有排斥所谓的物质的实际。
And we have to remember that God did not reject and he's not in opposition of the physical world.
但是我们也知道这地上这些 东西啊都是暂时的。
But we know that the things of this world are but temporary.
很快就过去了。
And soon they will all pass away.
所以我最喜欢保罗说的话。
So I really like the words of the Apostle Paul.
最好我们是用事物像不用事物。
That we use the material things as if we're not using.
不管主给我们多么好的东西。
It doesn't matter how great the material things that we have,
你要感觉用一用就好了。
That we can use these things.
所以圣经里面在告诉我不要爱世界。
The Bible does tell us to not love the world.
我们的难处是什么呢？
What is our difficulty?
这些东西啊，对我们的刺激这个感觉来得强烈。
Is that these material things will stimulate us to attract us.
所以我们很多的时候我们就把很多的精神体力都摆在这些方面去。
So a lot of times we put all of our attention and our energy on these things.
所以我想这个物质的实际啊，这个我不需要多讲，弟兄姊妹都能领会。
I think regarding the material things, I don't need to speak of more, we all know this.
神不仅顾念他所给我们创造的身体。
He not only is given, provided for our physical body.
他也顾念我们的魂。
But he also provides for our soul.
他也希望我们做一个人呢，精神的状态能够在一个正常的情况。
And his desire is that when he created man, that we would have a normal soul life.
我们知道今天这个是何等的重要。
And we know how important that is today.
今天地上你看见人就讲，我们今天所生活的时代是一个焦虑的时代。Anxious.
So today we live in a world that causes anxiety.
所以呢，很多人呢，都所谓有的这个 depressed， 这种忧郁躁郁症的。
And a lot of people are living with depression.
这说明什么？说明我们里面的魂处在一个不正常的状态。
And this speaks of the fact that our soul, the condition of our soul is not correct.
所以神当初创造万有的时候，
So when God created the world,
他不仅希望人身体强壮，
He not only wanted our physical body to be healthy,
他也希望我们精神的状态能够在一个正常的情况里，
But he also wanted our soul to be in a normal situation.
所以你有没有觉得为什么今天神创造的世界，哎呀这么多的色彩，是一个彩色的世界。
Have you ever wondered why God made this world so colorful?
哇，你看我们的人呢，一看见这些美丽的色彩，哇，马上怎么样，心情就愉快起来了。
When we see the beautiful colors and scenery in the world, it brings joy to our soul.
我住在这个 Edmonds 的这个海边。
I live in the city called Edmonds.
天天看日落。
And I see the sunset every day.
不过我常常想，也许主借这个提醒我。
But the Lord uses this to remind me.
看日落好啊。告诉你日子不多了。
Seeing the sunset is great, but it reminds me that my days are limited.
每天看又日头又落了。
And every day I see there's another sunset.
要好好的珍惜你的年日啊。
And I need to number my days.
虽然黄昏很美丽。
Even though the scenery is beautiful.
但是很快就天黑了。
But very quickly, the darkness
will come. 每次看见那个美丽的那个色彩。
Whenever we see the beautiful colors of the world.
哇，有时候我看我姊妹就像小孩一样，哇，好漂亮啊。
Sometimes my wife will get really excited when she sees the beautiful scenery.
这个是什么？精神的状态，你知道吧？
And this is a characteristic of our soul.
神喜欢我们，不要老是活在阴暗的情况里，你的里面精神的状态，要在一个正常的情况里。
God does not want us to live in darkness, but he wants us to have a normal,
还有
normal soul.
各式各样不同的声音。
And there's also different sounds that we hear.
为什么人家一听见鸟叫心里就快乐了呢？
Why is it that when we hear the birds chirping that it brings joy to our soul?
因为那是个精神状态。
Because this is a characteristic of our soul.
有时候我们到一个风景美丽的地方，一看见这个美丽的风景。
Sometimes we go to a specific spot with a beautiful scene.
里面就放松了。
It's like we totally relax.
所以为什么现代人很喜欢旅行啊？
So why is it that people like to go travel?
就是看看这个神所创造的天地啊。
To view what the beauty that God has created.
我想这些都是神给的。
These are all things that God has given us.
就神也没有排斥所谓精神的实际。
So God has not rejected or is in opposition to the things of the soul.
啊，那么我们知道这些对我们人都是有非常实际的影响，对不对？
And we know that these all affect us, truly affect us.
这个感觉是很强烈的。
And the feeling is strong.
还有各式各样不同的形状。
And there's different types of shapes.
哇，神为着你看，为着我们人呢，所预备的真的是非常的齐全的。
So what God has provided for us is really complete.
然后我们魂里面有所谓的知识的一种欲望，知识的需求。
Then in our soul, there's also the desire for knowledge and wisdom.
我们读到书。
When we read a book.
看到杂志，哎呀，有种满足感，对不对？
When we read something that stimulates us, it brings
satisfaction to us. 我知道，很多人喜欢读书的。
I know a lot of us among sitting here love reading.
有种知识的满足。
And we have this craving for knowledge and wisdom.
我们的情感上面也是一样的。
And for our emotions.
哇，有时候情感上面让我们得到很大的一些的安慰鼓舞啊。
And sometimes we feel satisfied in our emotions.
啊，我们有爱情、友情、有亲情，对不对？
Sometimes there's affection and
a friend, 你和 relatives 都有感情。
Affection with family members and friends.
神也让我们的魂里面常常有可以做决定啊，有的人决定哇，有种满足，权力的满足。
And there's also a satisfaction in our soul when we have made up our minds, we've made a decision.
还有各式各样不同感觉上的满足。
And there's all sorts of different feelings that are satisfied in the soul.
所以你就知道神造这个人呢、啊、不简单呢、啊。
So you can see when God created man, it wasn't an easy thing.
他的需要是非常的复杂的。
The needs of man are complicated.
所以神就创造了这么一个世界。
So God has created this world.
把人放在这个世界的里面。
And placed man in the world.
所以无论身体，无论你的魂，你都有可以得到满足的地方。
So,Not only the body, but also the soul, we can find satisfaction.
但是很可惜啊。
But unfortunately,
当人堕落之后啊，
when man had fallen,
人失去了那个属灵的实际。
That man had lost the spiritual reality.
啊，人灵的里面，他要需要属灵的实际。
And in the spirit of man, we need to have a sense of reality.
那么这个实际呢？
Now this reality,
是我们人里面最深处的满足。
And this is the deepest satisfaction that we can gain.
所以有很多基督徒蒙恩得救之后，
So many Christians who are newly saved,
他们爱主追求主，
They love the Lord and they
pursue after the Lord, 越来越懂得主的宝贵，
And they know of the preciousness of God.
甚至有人真的全心的爱主。
And some people really wholeheartedly love God.
结果反而他们对于物质的东西，对精神的东西啊，他们就不那么在意。
Then the things of that matter to regarding the material things and the soul, it doesn't matter to them.
所以人里面的真正的实实在在的满足是在灵里面。
So in man, the true satisfaction we can find is in our spirit.
所以我蒙恩得救之后，
So after we are saved,
我们基督徒要过属灵的生活。
Christians are to live a spiritual life.
如果你属灵的生活能过得实际，
And if we can live a real spiritual life,
那在乎你里面有这个属灵的实际。
That testifies that within we have the spiritual reality.
那么弟兄姊妹，你用这个道理，你来看看自己的光景。
And use this to evaluate our own condition.
我们实在承认啊。
And we have to admit.
我们蒙恩得救之后。
After we were saved.
因为呢，这个新生的灵啊，在里面的感觉啊，还不够那么强烈。
Because that new spirit in us is not yet strong.
所以我们对于这个物质的实际、精神的实际这方面呢，我们的感觉还是反应强烈。
So because our spirit is still immature, it has this opposing force to the material things and the things of the soul.
所以我们追逐这些方面的东西还是来的比较这个强烈。
So regarding these things, we have stronger feelings.
我想弟兄姊妹们，我们应该真真实实活在主的跟前。
We need to live real lives before the Lord.
我也承认这么多年过来了。
And I'll admit that after all of these years in my life, this has been a huge battle within me.
啊，很大的征战。
It's been a big battle within me.
啊，我承认我看见外面的物质的东西啊，精神的东西，我里面还是有很强烈的欲望。
And when I see the material things and the things that touch my soul, it still attracts my mind.
但是我现在知道一件事情。
But now I know one thing.
这些东西是很快就会过去的。
These things will pass away quickly.
而属灵的实际。
But the spiritually real things.
这个才是最重要的。
These are the most important things.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so, dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们有很多新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹
today we have a lot of new Christians.
你从今天开始几年过属灵生活
Starting today, you need to live spiritual life.
你怎么能把你的生活过得实实在在的
How do we live a real life?
现在你要把注意力摆在这个属灵的实际上面
Now you have to pay attention to the spiritual life.
如果你不注意这个
And if you don't pay attention to that,
你活得跟不信主的人差不多
Then you live exactly the same as those who do not believe in God.
追逐钱财追逐名利我们跟的一样
Then you chase after wealth and fame, just like anyone else.
所以现在呢我们发觉在基督徒当中啊
So now we see among Christians,
因为在这个真理上面的认识的缺少
Because we are lacking in the reality of the Spirit,
所以产生一些很多的混乱的情况
Then it causes a lot of chaos in our life
甚至很多时候我们把这个魂的这一方面的感觉呢跟灵的感觉是掺杂在一起
That we actually link the feelings of the soul and the spirit together
其实这个东西啊弟兄姊妹们我们是需要有点分辨
But we need to have discernment between the two.
否则呢我们得不着那个属灵的实际
Otherwise we will not be able to obtain that spiritual reality.
结果呢你人就活在一种道理的情况
Then we just live in the condition of following a doctrine.
所以我们很需要主自己的怜悯
So we really need God's mercy.
那么在这里呢愿意和弟兄姊妹们相互的提醒
So I'd like to mutually encourage brothers and sisters
我们要常常提醒自己
And we have to remind ourselves
我们已经得救了
That we are already saved
我们里面有三样宝贝
That we have three precious things
神已经给我们
God has already given it to us
所以需要常常思想
So we have to constantly meditate on that
现在第一个我们知道我们里面已经有生命
The first thing is we have to know that we already have this life
生命是有感觉的
And with life there is feeling
为什么这么多的基督徒活不出那个属灵生命的感觉呢
How come there are so many people who can't live out the spiritual feeling?
我们很多的反应还是我们天然的生命
And a lot of our reactions are just our natural reactions.
事情来到的时候事情发生的时候你看见我们那个反应都是还是天然生命
And when situations arise in our lives, our reaction is just our natural reaction.
没有那个好像属灵生命的感觉
And there's no spiritual feeling.
我真是感觉这些年过来啊在教会中这是很重大的失落。
And I feel that after all these years that this is a huge loss in the church.
你只要稍微注意一下。
If you just pay attention to,
你就会摸到那个生命的感觉。
To this, then you will touch the feeling of life.
你如果顺着这个生命的感觉。
If you follow the leading of this life.
你就能把基督徒生活活得对活得美丽。
Then you can live a beautiful Christian life.
这个生命的感觉是非常细嫩。非常细的。
It's very this life is very sensitive.
就是有的时候你讲错话它也不行。
And sometimes if you say the wrong thing,
做错事也不行。
You can't say the wrong thing and you can't do the wrong thing.
对。这个生命的感觉是非常真实的东西。
The sense of life is a very real thing.
所以我们基督徒不能光活在道理的里面。
So we can't only live with the following of a doctrine.
我对初信的弟兄姊妹们呢稍微提醒一下。
So I'll remind the new believers.
当我们不能分辨这个感觉是从我们自己的生命来或者从神的生命来的时候。
Well, in those moments where we can't discern whether it's the leading of the life or ourself.
圣经给我们一个很好的一个教导。
The Bible has given us a really good teaching.
就是平安不平安。
Whether you have peace or not.
如果你觉得不安了就不要做了。
If you don't have peace within, then don't do it.
你觉得平安就可以做。
If you feel at peace, then
go ahead and do it. 这是一个最基本的简单的一个根据。
And this is a very simple and basic, our initial learning of the Spirit.
这个感觉保护了不知道多少的弟兄和姊妹。
And you don't know how many people were saved because they've had this feeling.
啊，我要为我讲这些见证故事的话，它多得不得了啊。
There's so many testimonies and stories about this peace.
我讲一个简一个一讲一件事好了。
I'll give one example.
啊，那是很多年前，几十年前在菲律宾啊。
Many, many years ago in the Philippines.
我们有一位弟兄。
There was a brother.
他跟了一些的外邦人呢，他们一起的经营商业。
And he had a business with a lot of non-believers.
啊，那么后来呢，他们开始有点赚了一些的钱。
And they started to be successful in their business.
那么他那几个朋友啊，就开始起这个坏的意念。
Then his business partners started to have these evil thoughts.
他们就想要杀害我们这个弟兄。
And they thought, well, they were going to murder our brother.
啊，所以有一天呢，他们就请他说，你到什么地方来，我们一起吃饭。
So they asked our brother, you know,to go to a specific place to have a meal together.
因为平常都是好朋友啊。
Because they were friends.
天天见面的。
They saw each other every day.
所以他心里面一点的怀疑也没有。
So he didn't have any reservations.
所以他那天就去了。
So that day he went.
不过他呢是一个蒙恩得救的一个基督徒了。
But our brother, he's a born again Christian.
他后来自己告诉我们。
And he told us later himself.
他说那天他到那个人家的时候。
That day when he went to his friend's house.
他的手要去按那个电铃。
When he was about to ring the doorbell.
他说啊，我不知道为什么。
He said, I don't know why.
当我的手要碰到那个电铃的时候啊。
As my finger was just about to touch the doorbell.
他说我里面有个极度的不安啊。
I had this great,a lack of peace.
他从来没有过这样的现象。
And he's never had that feeling before.
他想今天我怎么了。
And he thought, what happened to me today?
怎么会是这样的。
Why do I feel this way?
然后第二次又伸手去按那个电铃。
And he reached out a second time.
那么还没有碰到那个电铃。
And prior to ringing the doorbell.
这个里面极度的不安。
This, he had a great unsettling feeling.
啊，他说大概主在提醒我了。
He said, God must be reminding me of something.
所以他就没有进去。
So he did not go in.
他们已经呢用了有毒的东西在那等着他。
And his business partners already had a lot of poison, ready for our, this brother.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个没什么道理可说的。
So brothers and sisters, no doctrine can teach these things.
但是呢，基督徒顺着生命的感觉走。
But a Christian, we live our life and we follow the leading of the Spirit. And this is a huge protection.
当然我今天举的这个例子是比较极端的。
Now, of course, the example that I just gave is a little bit extreme.
我们一般的生活你很难会碰到这么样的一个东西。
In our daily life, it's pretty rare for us to find the same situation.
但是若是你顺着生命的感觉走。
But if you live according to the leading of the Spirit,
就会叫你避免很多的错误。
God can protect you from making a lot of errors in life.
基督徒属灵的生活是根据这个生命。
So a Christian's life is dependent on following this.
而圣灵呢，在我们里面呢，特别在这个点上来带领我们。
Following this Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, one of the most important thing is He leads us in life.
当然了，不仅是光是生活中我们会遇见这些东西啊，神会提醒我们。
Not only in life do we encounter these situations and God will remind us.
我们光靠这个是不够的。
We can't rely on this alone.
圣灵啊，还有更进一步的带领的。
The Spirit has an even greater purpose in leading us.
那么，他要解释神的话语。
He wants to reveal the word of God to us.
所以蒙恩得救之后啊。
So after we are born again and saved.
弟兄姊妹，你需要好好的读圣经。
We need to be diligent in reading God's word.
啊，你要知道你所得着的生命有多丰盛。
We have to truly know how abundant our life in the Lord is.
这本书会告诉你。
This book will tell you so.
可惜今天很多神的儿女们也不读圣经。
But unfortunately, many of God's children don't read his word.
我在台湾碰见一个弟兄。
I met a brother when I was in Taiwan.
他就碰着我，他孙弟兄，你看我的圣经多新呢。
And he came up to me, bragging and said, "Brother, son, look how new my Bible is."
10年了。
10 years old.
还是完全新的一本圣经。
But yet it is spotless.
他保护得很好。
He protected it very well.
我说圣经呢不是给你拿来保护的。
And I told him, the Bible's not given to you to protect it.
你最好十年之内读破几本圣经那才好的。
What would be even more wonderful is after 10 years, you've already read through, or used many Bibles.
我们很多时候属灵生活不丰富，是因为什么？你圣经不熟啊。
Many times our spiritual life is lacking because we're not familiar with the Word of God.
我们知道了一些的道理。
We know some doctrines.
也许是从别人那里听来的。
Maybe we heard it from someone else.
也许是聚会说读到一点。
Maybe we studied it in church meetings.
你自己不读圣经。
But on your own, you don't read the Bible.
你怎么会丰富呢？
How do you have an abundant life that way?
对不对？所以需要熟读圣经。
So we need to read the Bible.
但圣经读熟了是很好。
But being familiar with the Bible is good.
还不能停在这里。
But you can't stop there.
你需要明白圣经。
You have to believe in the Word of God.
不是你圣经呢读了一百遍，读一百遍你也不懂呢，也没用。
It's not how many times you read it. You could read it 100 times, but if you don't believe it, then
那我们怎么能懂神的懂得神的话呢？
Now, how do we come to really know the Word of God?
圣灵在你里面做的开启。
But it's the Holy Spirit who opens up the Word of God to us.
这就像先知耶利米所说的一样。
This is like the prophet Jeremiah.
他说耶和华我得着你的话就当作食物吃了。
And he said, Jehovah, when I take your word, I eat it.
所以我们从现在开始就要问自己啊。
So today, we have to ask ourselves now.
你读了圣经没啊？
Did you read the Bible?
啊，这个问话还不太好。
And that question is not very good.
你要问什么？你吃到圣经没啊？
A better question is, have you eaten God's word?
我们从现在开始叫大家改换问话，你吃到圣经没啊？
And so now we need to rephrase our question to each other. It's now, have you eaten God's word?
主的话是可吃的。
God's word is edible.
就是说你可以吸收，可以成为你里面的供应的。
You can digest it.
成为你的经历。
And it becomes strength and it becomes our experience.
所以我们基督徒蒙恩得救是我们有读经的生活，对吧？
So as a Christian, we need to have a steady, a Bible reading life.
需要实实在在的。
We need to be real.
啊，那么祷告生活也是这样。
And our prayer life needs to be the same.
感谢神呢。
We thank God.
神把这个祷告的权柄给我们，太宝贵了。
That God has given us this gift of prayer and it's so precious.
圣经告诉我们祷告是随时随地的。
The Bible tells us that you can pray at any time, anywhere.
不管什么时间，不管什么地点，你都可以祷告神，你看看，多好啊。
Doesn't matter where you are or what time of day you can pray.
但是呢，我们的祷告必须是实实在在的。
But our prayers need to be real prayers.
你要随着圣灵在你里面的引导，在神面前祷告。
And it needs to be led by the Spirit as we pray before God.
所以任何的环境
in all circumstances,
里面有感动都可以祷告。
When we have a feeling or nudging from the Spirit, we can pray.
任何的需要都可以祷告。
All needs in our lives, we can make that request through prayer.
特别在聚会里面啊。
Especially during meetings.
有时候圣灵感动了。
Maybe sometimes the Spirit will move within us.
你要开口祷告。
And we need to open our mouths to pray.
那我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后呢，我们还有所谓的聚会生活呢。
And after we've been born again, we also have a church life.
我们这里有刚刚来聚会的，有多年在这里聚会的。
We have some who are relatively new here, and we have some who have been here for decades.
我们现在要提一下，怎么能够聚一个实实在在的聚会呢？
How do we have a real meeting?
我不是问你，礼拜天有没有来聚会。
And I'm not asking whether you show up on Sundays or not.
我们现在问说呢，我们的聚会实在吗？
We have to ask, are our meetings real?
所以我刚刚提到，真实的聚会是一个敬拜。
And I mentioned at the beginning that a real meeting, church meeting, is worship.
我们所有弟兄姊妹们来到这里，无论在哪个聚会里面，你要有个感觉，今天我要和弟兄姊妹一同来敬拜神。
No matter, who you are, we all need to have this mind that when we come, it is for the purpose of worship.
所以主在约翰福音第四章里面告诉我们。
So John chapter 4,
主说呢，如今拜父的不是在山上，也不是在耶路撒冷，乃是在灵和真实的里面。
That, when we worship in spirit and in truth.
我们不在乎什么礼拜堂，不在乎什么聚会场所。
It doesn't matter which set, what type of setting.
我们也不在乎什么形式。
Doesn't matter whether what type of method.
神所要的是在灵和真实的里面。
But the, what the Lord wants in worship is in spirit and in truth.
如果我们没有一个心来到神跟前敬拜。
So if we don't have a heart to come and worship.
我再说啊，因为这个物质的实际跟精神的实际对我们的影响实在是太强烈。
I'll mention again that the material world and the soulish world affects us too greatly. And so we focus on these outward things.
这是每个基督徒在主面前的学习。
And this needs to be every, a lesson learned by every Christian.
所以我们来到主跟前用灵和真实敬拜他。
We come before God and we worship in spirit and in truth.
感谢神，神也赐给我们诗歌啊。
And we thank God that He's given us songs.
基督徒最会唱歌了。
And Christians love to sing.
哎呀，我去中国，我常常觉得很稀奇。
I go to China pretty often, and it always strikes curiosity and interest.
我们很多的年长弟兄姊妹都是来自乡下。从 countryside.
Oh, a lot of the brothers and sisters will come from the rural countryside.
他们一辈子也没学过唱歌。
They've never learned music or how to sing.
哎，到了聚会，教会里面来要唱歌了呢。
But when they come to the church meetings, they're singing.
所以呢，很多时候唱的都是荒腔走板的那个声音啊，走调走得很厉害。
So sometimes they sing and they're all out of tune.
哎呀，像我这次。在我不要讲地方，在一个地方聚会。
I won't mention the specific location, but I went to a place.
哇，那几个老弟兄啊，唱的真是啊，那么样的这个释放。
There were two elderly brothers who were singing with such freedom.
结果呢，我站在那，我只好听他们唱，因为跟不上。
And when I was there, I could only observe because I there's no way for me to follow their singing.
他每个人都是自来调，自己来自己高兴怎么唱就唱啊。
Everyone had their own melody and tune, and so they sang with freedom.
感谢主。
And I thank God.
主给我们诗歌。
God has given us song.
今天我们年轻弟兄姊妹唱的比较准的。
And today our young people sing more accurately.
但请记得。
But please remember.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
要口唱怎么样？心和，对。
But we need to, the Bible tells us we need to sing not only with our mouth, but also with our heart.
我每次唱歌真的是口唱心和吗？
Every time when we sing songs, is it truly from our mouth and our heart?
我承认很多时候我也忘记。
And I'll admit, sometimes I forget myself.
自己的调子啊，我喜欢唱歌。
And I like to sing and it has a good melody.
但必须没有和。
But our hearts are not in tune with the song.
那就不真了。
Then it's not real.
啊，那么像我们在交通里面也是，弟兄姊妹彼此交通。
And in our fellowship with one another.
圣经告诉我们是在生命里面。
It has to be in life.
应该实实在在。
It has to be real.
讲道听道也是。
When we speak, when we preach messages, when we hear messages.
在膏油里。
It has to be under the anointing of the
Spirit. 我们不仅有聚会生活，我们还有服侍的生活，对不对？
And not only church life, but we have a life of service.
其实真正的侍奉还不是光来聚会地方做事情的。
And true service is not just showing up to perform a couple of tasks.
聚会是，服侍是生活的。
Service is a matter of life.
所以我常常提到，像保罗在《使徒行传》最后那几章啊。
And I mentioned that, which book?
Acts.
In that the end of Acts.
那么他们被带到一个海岛上去的时候啊。
When they were brought onto that island.
你看见保罗随手拿着那个柴火就往放到火里啊。
You see how, Paul just, reached his hand into the fire.
这是什么？这是一个小小的动作。
What is this? This is a very small, act.
但是说明什么？这是保罗的生活。
But it speaks of Paul's life.
他的生活就是侍奉。
His life is a life of service.
他到哪里都是服侍人的。
Wherever he's at, he's serving man.
啊，非常的自然，非常的真实。
It's very natural and it's very real.
所以圣经也把这么个小小的故事给他记载下来。
So the Bible records just that small little action. It's to remind us.
那算什么呢？对不对？
We can't just look downly on that.
当然，我们有生活上的一个表现，也有聚会中的。
And not only in our life, but there's the church life.
啊，对不起，这个时间不够，不能详细说。
Because of time, I can't go into detail.
所以我们明白，当我们一蒙恩得救之后。
We have to understand that as soon as we were saved,
我们就开始要过属灵的生活。
We need to begin our spiritual life.
请我们记得。
May we remember.
若是没有属灵的实际。
If we don't have the reality of the Spirit,
你那个属灵的生活呢就没有办法真实。
Then our spiritual life is not real.
今天我们用我们的生活用我们的聚会见证主。
And today in our life, we need to build up and testify of the Lord.
神要求的是真的。
What God wants is real.
因为我们的神是真的。
Because our God is real.
所以说我们不能做虚谎的见证，对不对啊？
So we can't give a hypocritical
testimony. 根本没有你在那里说呢，那这个是虚谎的。
If we don't have it, but yet we're preaching it, then we're hypocrites.
所以呢，我们要真真实实的为主做见证。
So we need to be real testimonies for God.
当然我相信神怜悯我们。
I believe that God has mercy.
神常常知道我们的心是对的，但我们生活做不出来，对不对？
The Lord often knows that our heart is right, but we're not able to fulfill that in life.
但是如果你老是这样，这个也不行。
But if we're always like this, that's not right either.
所以真实的生活。
So a true life.
一定是自己先得着。
It means that you first have to gain that first.
自己先有享受。
You first enjoy it.
那么你所做的见证才是真实的。
Then what you are able to manifest in testimony, that is real.
这个真实的见证呢，才能让主得荣耀。
And this real testimony is what pleases God's heart.
所以希望我们初蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，跟我们多年蒙恩弟兄姊妹啊，我们被提醒，大家都起来。追求那个属灵的实际。
So whether you are a new believer or you've been a believer for several years, we all need to pursue together a spiritual life.
并且如果你在生活中进入这种经历和真实的话。
And if we are to truly enter into this reality,
这个会在你里面会产生非常大的动力啊，叫你不断的往下走。
And this will give you a huge momentum to continue to press on.
为什么今天很多基督徒走走走就不走了呢？
Why is it that many Christians walk, and then they stop walking?
因为呢，他没有摸到属灵的实际。
Because they have not experienced spiritual reality.
他对属灵的生活，对聚会生活感觉不实在。
Because they feel that the spiritual life and the church life is not real.
啊。还不如到世界上去呢，摸着那物质东西来的实在。
And they would rather touch the things, the material things, and the things that touch their soul.
还不如追求那些精神的东西来的实在。
And they would rather touch the things that stimulate their soul.
所以呢，他的属灵生活就停顿。
Then their spiritual life has come to a stop.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
今天早晨。我所交通的圣经的真理道理很简单。
This morning, the spiritual principles are simple.
但是这恐怕对我们来讲，恐怕是最严厉的考验。
But this is also one of our greatest tests in life.
所以不要轻看这些东西。
So please don't look lightly upon these.
仰望主的怜悯。
And look to God's mercy.
希望新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，从今天开始起，你们能够走到一个对的路。能够过丰富的属灵生活。
So to our new believers this morning, pray that I hope that you can walk correctly and live an abundantly spiritual life.
我们多年蒙恩的弟兄姊妹。
For those of us who have walked and believed in the Lord for many years, may we adjust our footsteps.
我们不能光活在一些道理形式一些外面的活动的里面。
We can't just continue on in a set of doctrines and methods.
求主把我们带到属灵的实际里。
May he bring us into a spiritual reality.
真真实实的生活。
That we can have real lives.
见证主的自己。
And have a real testimony of Jesus.
好，我们早晨的交通到这里，我们来唱首诗歌，好吧？
I'll end my sharing this morning. Can we end with a song?
我们唱诗歌560首。
Sing hymn 560.
诗歌560首。
Hymn 560.
这是 Fanny Crosby 姊妹写的非常好的诗歌。
This is a wonderful hymn by Fanny Crosby.
我们请大家起立一同来唱。
Can we all stand and sing?
我们就唱第一节。
And we'll sing just the first verse.
好，我们就唱第一节。
We'll just verse one.
好。这里说耶稣是我的，我有把握。
It says Jesus is mine, and we have assurance.
这是我的生活。
That this is my life.
啊，这是我的诗歌。
This is my song.
这是我的自传。
This is my story.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
但愿每个弟兄姊妹在跟随主的路上都有自己真实的经历。
May we on our walk of life have real, experiences.
但愿每个人的故事都是精彩的。
And may all of our stories be full of excitement.
我们就唱第一节。唱完之后呢，我们还是有点祷告的时间。
And after we sing the first verse, we'll have a time of prayer.
啊，如果主有感动，两三位弟兄姊妹带着我们做简短的祷告。
And if the Lord moves, can we have two or three brothers and sisters lead us with prayer?
给一个音，给一个音。来。耶稣是我的，我有把握，这是我蕴藏荣耀生活，以梦想赎回一尊者，以幽灵重生做神的子，这是我是赞美我救主，他日复生，这是我诗尊，是我诗歌，赞美我救主，他日复生。副歌再来一遍。
The refrain.
这是我诗尊，是我诗歌，赞美我救主，他日复生，这是我诗尊，是我诗歌，赞美我救主，他日复生。主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are truly thankful.
是你拯救了我们。
It is you who saved us.
也是把最好的都给了我们。
And you've given us the best.
主啊，你要让我们在地上靠着你所给我们的生命过属灵的生活。
Lord, the life that you've given to us, it is your desire that we live a spiritual life.
愿我们真是在这个生命的里面有丰富的经历。
And may we have an experience your abundance in this life.
并且许多真理的事对我们来讲成为真实的经历。
And may these real, the real leading of your spirit become real experiences in our life.
让我们实实在在地活在你的跟前。
That we can live real lives before you.
让我们所做的见证也是真的。
And may the testimony that we produce be real.
主啊，求你让我们爱慕你自己的话语。
May we love your word.
让我们渴望能明白你的话语。
And may we desire more to know your word.
更渴望能够经历你的话语。
And also desire to experience your word.
天天都以你的话为粮食。
That we would, see your word as food.
让我们吃得饱饱足足的。
That we would be filled to satisfaction.
我们求你让我们学习顺服圣灵的带领。
May we also follow the leading of the Spirit.
我们知道若不是他带领我们。
If it is not the Spirit leading us,
我们也不可能明白你的话。
Then we would never know your word.
我们更不可能进入你生命的丰富。
We would never understand or enter that abundant life.
感谢你是何等的爱我们。
Thank you for loving us.
你我们做的是何其的多。
What you've done for us is so great.
但是你把简单的路摆在我们的跟前。
But you've given us a simple path to walk.
主啊，我们知道这是每一个基督徒都可以做到。
And we know that every Christian can do this.
今天不仅这些新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹。
Today it's not only for the new believers.
他们要开始一个新的生活。
As they begin their new life.
一个属灵的生活。
Their spiritual life.
他们需要走在这个路上。
And they need to walk on this path.
我们多年蒙恩的人。
For those of us who've believed for many years.
我们求你也拯救我们。
And may you save us again.
救我们脱离所有一切外 外表的虚谎。
That we would be free from all the outward and false things.
把我们的生活摆在真实的情况。
That we can redirect our life in the truth.
主啊，我们是你的见证人。
Lord, we are the people who are to testify of you.
主啊，在今天这个虚谎的时代里。
That in this chaotic world,
但愿每一个基督徒都活得实实在在的。
May every Christian be real.
愿你因我们得荣耀。
May your glory be manifested.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.